to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Timothy's encouraged to teach and exhort. We need to be taught what God wants us to do, then encouraged to do it. Why should the godly be gullible? If someone comes along teaching things contrary to Scripture, we need to discern the deception and have nothing to do with the deceiver. Some false teachers mistake greediness for godliness. They teach God wants us rich. They make faith the key to financial affluence. Riches are not the danger, but the desire for riches will lead us astray. It's okay for us to possess money, as long as money doesn't possess us. Riches tend to enlarge rather than satisfy a person's appetite. The man who is truly rich is the man who's content with bread on his table and Jesus in his heart. The desire for God, not gold, is the door to happiness. The godly man concerns himself not with material riches, but with spiritual riches. Rather than make himself at home on earth, he readies himself for heaven. Jesus will return, but as with all God's works, he will come in God's own time. For people with wealth, let me remind you that you can't take it with you. I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Yet you can send your riches on ahead. We store up riches in heaven by distributing our riches while on earth.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.